Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this podcast, I want to talk about quitting my dream job because there's really no such thing. So one of the benefits of financial independence is that you can try out different occupations that pay very little or nothing. And I've always wanted to be a grade school teacher here in San Francisco, but I realized after doing some research, you just can't come in and say, hey, guys, I'm here. Let's teach you some math or some writing or some English. You've got to go through hours and hours, actually months of training, exams, and screening. And that's a good thing because we want our children to have the best teachers possible, and you don't want to have some psychopath coming into the classroom. So when a friend of mine told me of an assistant tennis coach position at his son's high school in 2017, I jumped at the opportunity. In my mind, after 5 years of unemployment, this was a dream job because it combined teaching with my favorite sport. And it was only about 3 hours a day for about 3 to 3.5 months, depending how far we went into the season. Further, the job gave me an opportunity to understand the private school system in case my son doesn't win the San Francisco Public School Lottery, learn what it's like to interact with teenagers so I can be better prepared in 12 years when my son is a teenager, develop relationships with new people, particularly parents who might be in fields that I might be interested in, to exercise, and also to be part of the education community because I really, really expect educators. They do so much for our children and for us as adults in college and in grad school, yet they don't get paid very well, and I think they are underappreciated. So the first season was interesting. This was between February through May 2017. Everything was thrilling, you know, because everything was new. I couldn't believe I was chosen for this position, and I felt really, really grateful to have this opportunity. And it was really nice because other people said, oh, I can't believe we got you for this position, Sam. So I was like, hey, it's a really mutual respect and love thing. So I have the mindset that every job I get is like winning the lottery. And if I have this mindset, I'll appreciate it more. So despite having to shuttle students back and forth between school and the practice courts, as well as matches, I was digging assimilating back into society. It had been 2 years since I did some consulting work for a couple of financial technology companies for about 10 to 20 hours a week. And so it really felt good as an extrovert to just talk to new people and just talk about really cool things. You know, one of the parents is an important lawmaker in San Francisco and had some things to say and some decisions to make on the national stage. And it was just really fascinating to talk to people of different industries, whether it was finance, law, or technology. So our team finished with the best record in school history, but we lost in the conference tournament finals to a school 3 times our size. It was a public school and 3X. So that was consoling. It was a bittersweet ending, but one that we were really, really proud of. I mean, if our school was 3 times bigger, I'm sure that our talent would be bigger because it's just simply a bigger pool to draw from. And so towards the end of the 3-month season, I was glad to be done with coaching because it required way more work than I had expected. You know, the pay was basically about $1,200 a month, but I was working 5 days a week for 3 hours. So, you know, it's not about the money, folks. It was about the experience. Further, my son was born towards the end of the season, and I was just trying to take all the hits and becoming a new dad. You know, I had no idea except for what I read in the books. By the time it was necessary to make a decision whether to coach again in 2018, I had finally recovered from the initial shock of being a new dad. Those first 6 months were brutal, but it progressively got better with each month that went by, right? You know, as a new parent, you don't really know, and you just do it and practice more and more until you get a little bit more confidence. So not returning for a second season would have felt like a waste. We had come very close to winning it all, and I knew the new freshman class would be pretty good. My CPR training certification and coaching credentials were good for 2 years before I had to take an update exam. Further, I had already gone through the thorough background check process, which was also kind of a pain. So with unfinished business, I decided to give high school tennis coaching one more go. Unfortunately, during the second season, nothing was new or exciting anymore. The constant shuttling back and forth of students began to wear. I remember when I was playing tennis for my high school, it was a public high school, much larger than this one, and the tennis courts were right on campus, so there was no shuttling needed. Some matches were an hour north away, which meant that on 2 occasions, I wasn't able to get back home before my son went to bed, and that really bummed me out. So it seemed wrong to spend more time with other kids instead of my boy, given he was still so young. Sure, when he's a teenager, I'm assuming he won't have anything to do with me, so I could spend more time coaching other kids. But it didn't feel right now. In addition, I discovered working with teenagers can be difficult. Surprise, surprise. I mean, I wasn't that blind, but I wanted to know what it was like to work with teenagers to become a better prepared father when my son turns 13. By the time you're a senior in high school, it's easy to just check out and not listen to your elders. And given that I come from a culture where respecting your elders is massively important, you know, Confucius, Asian culture, all that good stuff, you know, it bummed me out when there was some conflict or sometimes they didn't listen to what I said or they talked back. So that's not something I'm used to, and that's something that I'm going to figure out how to deal with as a father, you know, in several years, or maybe it's 10 years, I don't know. Hopefully my son never talks back, but that's wishful thinking. Given my day usually starts at 6 a.m., right? I'm 6 a.m. up, I'm looking at the markets, doing research, managing our wealth. You know, I was constantly tired when I came home. You know, practice was between 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., and sometimes the matches lasted till 7 p.m., and they were an hour away, so I wouldn't get home until 8 p.m. And then, of course, I've got Financial Samurai to manage and to write, and I'm just doing this podcast on occasion. So there was a lot going on. So despite all the long, full days, I kept telling myself to hang in there. This is supposed to be the dream job, right? If we won the conference title, gutting it out would be worth it, and I'd leave happy. So after several gut-wrenching 4-3 victories in the league playoffs, we ended up winning the league. And this was the first time in about 10 years. And then after the league playoffs, we moved on to the conference playoffs. And there we won several more 4-3 victories to end up facing our same opponents from last year in the conference final. But this time, we took them down with another nerve-rattling 4-3 win. And man, it was the best thing ever. All the strategy that went involved into this lineup, all the preparation, all the practice, all the time spent shuttling the kids made it worth it. So champions at last, unprecedented in the school's 45-year history. And funny enough, I finally got myself a medal. So now that we've done what has never been done before, it's time for me to quit. Even though the season is only 3 to 3.5 months long, it feels uncomfortable to spend time with other kids over my own. I'm selfish, I guess. Over the 2 seasons, I developed some fantastic relationships with important members of the San Francisco community. To be able to have a great relationship with the head coach, who also happens to be the athletic director at a terrific school for the past 15 years, is a wonderful relationship to have. He's already told me that he'd write me a glowing letter of recommendation to become a coach at one of the schools in Honolulu if we go. And this alone makes the grind worth it, because we are seriously thinking about moving to Honolulu when it's time for my son to go to kindergarten. And if I can get a coaching position at the school that he plans to go to, maybe there's a discount and maybe there's an easier chance for him to get in, because I'm not taking anything for granted. I'm assuming he doesn't get in most places. Winning the conference title was definitely one of the proudest moments in his career as the head coach and athletic director, and as the assistant coach, I felt incredibly proud too. These moments will stick with you, will stick with me for the rest of my life. It's just the same thing with getting into college or getting your job or getting married. I further developed good relationships with around 8 great parents who regularly came out to support their sons. Surely, if I was ever in need of some help in anything they have expertise in, they'd happily agree. After all, I help their sons achieve something special. But here's the thing, folks. There really is no such thing as a dream job. I thought this was it, but it was not. It was a great job, but it wasn't a dream job. I felt a tremendous sense of responsibility to do anything and everything for my coaching job because I was paid. It doesn't matter how little I was paid. Once I'm doing something for money, I will go above and beyond what I'm getting paid for to ensure that I'm employable in the future, right? That's just natural survival instincts. And the reality is, I would rather have preferred not to be paid at all. after taxes, I didn't even realize I was getting paid in the beginning and had to question what all these random deposits were at random times. Seriously, I was like, wait, what's this $700, $800, whatever? I mean, it was just not that much and it wasn't on a regular schedule. So without a paycheck, I wouldn't have felt as obligated. It's that heavy feeling of obligation that took away the freedom I'd so readily grown accustomed to since 2012. And there is no dream job because you've always got to answer to someone, no matter how nice they are. And when you have to answer to someone, you've got to alter your behavior. And this is something that I didn't realize how common it was when I was working, how behavior changing was so necessary to get ahead. You know, as a coach, you are looked upon as a outstanding member of society, and the kids look up to you. Therefore, you need to act seriously and professionally. Yeah, you can goof off here and there, maybe, but really, you need to be serious and professional. Otherwise, that's just not a good look. But my personality over the past, well, forever, but especially over the past 6 years, just to be really happy-go-lucky, kind of a goofy guy, always joking around. Seriously, I'm always joking around, folks. I don't know if you can tell with my writing or whatever, but I'm never taking things that seriously. So having a dream job reminded me of how much we need to change ourselves in order to fit in and grow in the work environment, right? And this is something that feels foreign. It's unnatural. Therefore, the best solution I've come up with for the next tennis season is to volunteer for 2 to 3 days a week if they'll have me. Volunteering is a great solution because it just gets rid of that obligation. You know, like I'm doing it for free, folks, so you can't really make me drive 2 hours back and forth to send the kids somewhere I don't really want to go when my kid goes to bed by 8:30 p.m. And I'm volunteering because I love coaching and I love to help these kids get better. I mean, it's just so wonderful. And I love the community. Just being part of the community is just really, really meaningful to me. And then finally, we have the possibility of creating a high school tennis dynasty. Some of our best players were freshmen this year when we won it all. And therefore, we've got 3 more years of this. So in conclusion, I say the closest thing that comes to a dream job is working for yourself. Financial Samurai is absolutely a blast to run. I wake up every morning automatically by 6 a.m. wondering who left what comment or, you know, reading about what else is in my space. It's just so fun to read, to write, to create, to connect. And there's definitely pressure to keep up the writing schedule. Not so much pressure the podcast schedule. However, it's a self-imposed pressure. So having nobody to answer to is priceless. And that is the dream, really. Thanks so much, everyone. I'd love to hear if you have a dream job or what you think is a dream job.